The fate of Fed Chairman Jay Powell rests in the hands of the White House, but will his familiarity with politicians on the Hill help him get a renomination from President Biden? Yahoo Finance's Brian Chung joins me now with more on the latest in this race for the Fed chair's top spot. What can you tell us, Brian?
Well, Alexis, we're hearing that the White House is thinking about how to approach the nomination for who they want to be Fed chair beginning in the beginning of next year. But there's no update on timing yet. So I guess if you wanted to describe it as thinking about who they want in that position, that might be a fair way to characterize it. But look, when it comes to the Fed chairman, Jerome Powell himself, the incumbent has done a lot of work over the last 3.5 years or so in working the Capitol Hill offices. So consider this statistic from Bloomberg that says he's had 350 meetings, dinners, or phone calls with members of Congress. That's according to his monthly calendars. And by my count, since inauguration of Joe Biden earlier this year, he's met with 33 of 100 senators, and that includes all 9 freshman senators that are new to the 117th Congress. And that's really critical. Consider that ultimately it is going to be the Senate that decides the fate of whoever the White House ultimately picks as their new Fed chair, because they do have to go through Senate confirmation. So it seems like the Fed chairman is pretty in the know with regards to how that body of Congress is going to decide his fate. Now, one other thing that's worth mentioning, this is not the only position that the White House needs to think about. There are a number of other positions on the Fed board that could be part of the musical chairs game as well. For example, Richard Clarida, who's currently the vice chairman, his term as vice chairman expires in January of next year. And Randy Quarles, who is the Fed vice chairman of supervision, his term actually expires next month. So it seems like if the big protest, which we've heard from the likes of AOC, Rashida Tlaib, and also Ayanna Pressley, is about financial regulation or climate change, it's entirely possible the Biden White House could pick Powell as the Fed chairman, but then pick a more progressive candidate like a Lael Brainard, for example, for the Fed vice chair of supervision. Either way, it seems like the White House is going to have to move relatively quickly in order to give the Senate the time it needs to confirm those possible candidates, Alexis.
All right. Thanks for breaking that all down for us, our Fed correspondent, Brian Chung.